From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Amazon.com is officially here and has started the process of hiring more than 1,000 people for two new distribution centers in the state. A large part of those jobs will involve shipping and packing materials. Construction is expected to be completed around the end of the year, and sales tax on Amazon online purchases, now that the company is here, kicked in May 1st. Members of the Biscayne Bay Coalition are meeting today. They have something they didn't expect on the agenda to discuss, and that's the possibility of filling in part of Biscayne Bay to make land for a proposed Major League Soccer stadium. Other projects that have involved the bay have had to get environmental clearance, and that includes the Port Miami Tunnel. The group is hoping to come up with a position on the proposal and may send a letter to Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez later today. It's the Broward School System's turn to ask voters for money to fix up its schools. Julia Duba reports the board says it's fixed the school system's reputation, and now it's time to fix the facilities.
Voters will head to the polls in November to either approve or reject Broward County's request for a 30-year, $800 million bond referendum. Superintendent Robert Runcie said it would cost property owners an average of $50 a year. At least 30 schools in the district need to repair their roofs. Some buildings have broken air conditioning systems, some portables have been condemned, and much of the technology is outdated. Funding from the bond would cover about a third of the district's needs. In the past, board members have been arrested for personally benefiting from school board contracts. But Runcie says those connected to corruption have been replaced and that this is, quote, a different day. The district is still determining which projects it would cover. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
More news and newscasts at any time at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?